So what special psukim do we say then b'shas nila? Oma mayomar. So oma mazutro v'yamrilo. Some say b'masnis and the brayse says like this. We say the pasuk of hine ki chen yivorech yever yirei Hashem. V'rechcha Hashem metzion rei b'tuv yishloim koyim echiyecho. V'reivon l'vanecha shalom ha-Yisrael. So these are psukim you say by nila. Now the Gemara is the kasha. Where does the tzibur say these psukim? Where are you supposed to say it? So Rav Yosef Omar bein kol brocha brocha. In between each brocha, like the Kanim say three psukim. Say if to each pasuk you say we say one pasuk. Rav Sheshes Omar b'yaskoros Hashem. No, when he says Hashem's name, that's when we're supposed to say it. Rav Sheshes Kanim askirin es Hashem. When the Kanim say Hashem's name, that's when we say these psukim. So Mara says pligi bo Rav Moriv Rav Zvid. So Machlokes Rav Mori and Rav Zvid. Chadama one says psuka lekabel psuka, psuka lekabel psuka. That means Rashi says kishakahanim oimrim pasuk rishon. The kahanim first say the first pasuk brecho Hashem fihein oimrim echad meelu, and then the tziba says the one pasuk uvasheni hayomrim es hasheni. When the kohen finishes the second pasuk, then the tziba says the second pasuk uvashlishi es hashlishi. When the kohen finishes the second pasuk, the third pasuk, that's when we say the third pasuk. The same thing by Musa v'minchin by Nila. That's what one says. V'chadam, one says no, our kol psuka. After each pasuk, we say all these three psukim. Our kol psuka, ma'luhulu kulu. After each pasuk, you have to say all these three psukim. That's the machlokes. When do we say exactly these psukim? Now the Gemara says, Omer Rav Chiya bar Abba. Kol oimrin v'gvulin einu velatoya. Anybody that says these psukim when the kahanim duchin outside the Beis Hamikdash is making a mistake. Another word, like Rashi says, shle nitkenu loimar elo lechvoid shem hamiyuchad haniske b'mikdash. Because these psukim you're only supposed to say when you're in the Beis Hamikdash, when the kahanim duchin in the Beis Hamikdash. Because there they say the shem hamafarish. So as covered for the shem hamafarish, we say these psukim. But outside the Beis Hamikdash, where the Kohanim do not say the Shem HaMeferush, we do not have to say these psukim. It's a mistake, you're not supposed to say them. And Omar Rabbi Chanino Abba Papa, Teda, bring your proof, that the Migdash Namilami Boilam Arinu. He says no, he argues that even in the Beis Hamikdash, also you should not say these psukim. Kulum Yeshlocha Evid, Shemavorchin Oisoi, V'yeinei mazin, do you ever have somebody that the master gives a bracha to the Eved and the Eved doesn't pay attention, doesn't listen? In other words, the Kohanim are benching us now, duchenim, they're giving us brachas. So what do we have to do? We have to sit there and listen and not say anything. That's l'alocha l'maisa. So we do not say anything. The Shas Kohanim are duchenim, we have to sit there and just listen to the brachas. Omer Rabach Rabachanina, Teda, bring your proof, he goes the opposite way. He holds the Bigvula Namimi Boilam Amrinu. Rav Chanina holds that the Man Yomer before, Rav Acha Bar Chanina holds that the Man Yomer before, that you're supposed to say these psukim. And even outside the Beis Hamikdash, wherever you are, when they hear the Duchenin, you're supposed to say these psukim. What's his svara? Because Klum Yesh Eved, Shemavorchin Oisoi, V'ein Maz Deponim. Is it nice that an Eved, the Master gives the Eved a bracha, and the Eved doesn't show back Hasparas Ponim? Like he doesn't show back that he's happy with it, he accepts it, thank you. So that's what we're supposed to do. True, the Kohanim are giving us a bracha. We're supposed to be listening. But right after they finish the bracha, we have to go show back Hasparas Ponim. Rashi says, Laharos to show Shebirchas Rabbi Chashubaloi, that the bracha the Rebbe is giving you is very dear to you. The Areva love and you love it. The Tigmol Rabbi Olav Vekach. So he holds he's supposed to say these psukim. Now, Omer Rabba Avua says like this, May Reish at the beginning have a minulhu. I used to say these psukim, Bishas Birchas Kanin, but Kivun the Chazinele le Rabba Abba de Menaku, but when I saw that Rabba Abba from the place of Aku, to Le Yom Aluhu, he did not say these psukim, Bishas Duchenin, is Ano Namilo Yamina Luhu. I also stopped saying these psukim. And that's the locha that we're not supposed to say anything, we're supposed to just listen to the Birchas Kanin. The Yomer of Yavua, May Reish at the beginning have Amina in Visano Ano. Rav Ava used to say, he used to think that he's an honor, he thought he was a humble person. But when he saw this Rav Ava from Aku, that he was like the Rebbe, he said over one reason for Halacha. So Yomar Amoira, and the Amoira, the one that interpreted him, Chataima, said over a different reasoning for the Halacha. But like Kopin, he didn't get angry at him. It's a big chutzpah. The Rebbe says over something, and then Talmud, the Amoira, says it a different way, and still the Rebbe didn't get angry. So when Rabbi Yahuwah saw that, Amin, he said to himself now, Lav into the son, I'm not called a humble person. Like, that's called a real humble person. That's called an anuv. Rav Abba de Menaku. That it didn't bother him, was able to take it, the fact, even though his Amara said over something different than him. Rashi, the Amara means here, I'm a targim, l'rabim, ma'ashuloichesh le b'shasa drosha. Like, he was saying the drosha, and he said it over to him, and he was supposed to explain the drosha the way he says it. And the Amara entered in his own two cents there. And he didn't get angry at him. That's a tremendous anuv. The Gemara says, "Umai in Besanus said Rabbi Yavua. The Koponim, what was so humble about Rabbi Yavua? Like Mashmi was a humble person. He just thought that he was more humble. The Rababa the Menaka was a big anuf. But what was the Maisa? Where do we see that Rabbi Yavua was an anuf? The Maisa was like this: the Omro Lo the Veisua the Amora, that the wife of the interpreter said the Rabbi Yavua lit Veisua the Rabbi Yavua." As the wife of the interpreter for Rabbi Yavua said to the wife of Rabbi Yavua himself, Hodi dan loitzarach lei lididach. You should know my husband, as the interpreter, doesn't even need your husband, doesn't even need him. V'hai de gochem zochav olei. You know why sometimes the interpreter bows down to the Rosh Hashiva? Yikara b'yamu di avad lei. It's time he's giving you some respect. But really, my husband tells me he thinks he's as great as your husband. Like the interpreter felt he's as great as the Rebbe is also. That's what one wife told the other wife. So what happened here? Ozla de Vesua. So the Rebbe's wife went now. The Yomrele, the Rebbe Yavua. She told it over to her husband. She told it over to Rashi, to Rebbe Yavua. She told it over to her husband what the interpreter's wife told him. So Amalei, Rebbe Yavua said like this. Umay nafkulecho mino. What's the difference? The Bible should talk. What's the difference here? Mineyu mineyu is kalis eloyu. Between me and him together, Kodesh Baruch is getting praised. Like my nafkmini, if he thinks he's greater than me, so what? Lamaisa, we're saying a drosha, he's explaining it, and there's a kilos of Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's the main thing. This shows his honor. If he didn't get angry, he didn't get excited about it, he just overlooked it and said, my nafkmina. Lamaisa, we're praising Hashem. That's the main thing. Vesu, Rabbi Yavua, Imnu Rabbonin Alei, Limanaya Bresha. That Rabbanan appointed Rabbi Yavua to be the head of the Rosh Hashiva. Kivan the Chazil Rabbi Yavua de Menaku, when they saw Rabbi Yavua de Menaku, the Nefishin Le Bali Chavis, he had a lot of Bali Chavis, he owed a lot of money. Omalu, he said to them, Iko Rabba, there's somebody greater than me. Rabbi Yavua Rabbi Chia Bar Abba, there's somebody greater than me. Go make him the Rosh Hashiva and not me. So Rashi learns, the Nafa Shalei Chavis, Shayitzarach Lubas, he had to borrow a lot of money. Omer Abavua, Islan Rabba, Chacham God of Royal Eshab Rosh, Yosim Emenu, there's somebody greater than me, let him be the Rosh Shiva. Kadesh Yeshivu Barosh, for Noisan Le Monas, O Meister Noisai, Kadesh Yu Choshev, Yishma Devorov, Kadesh Nan, like we learned, the Yakarin Agod of Miyachiv means with Ashin, God Lu Mishalachiv. So again, so the Meister was like this. The Surah Biyavua, it was Rabbi Yavua that Imnu Rabbon Aleilem in Libresha. The Rabbon wanted to appoint again Rabbi Yavua that he should be the Rosh Hashiva. But Kivon the Chosn Rababa, when Rabbi Yavua saw that this Rababa de Menaku was very, very poor, that efficient lay Balachavis, he had a lot of Balachavis, he owed a lot of money. Is Omalahu, so this Rabbi Yavua said to the Rabbonin, Iko Rabba, there's somebody greater than me. And that means there's this Rabbi Abba de Menaku. Appoint him to be the Rosh Hashiva. And this Rashi explains. Because in the Mo, at least it used to be like this, at least. That a person became a Rosh Hashiva, everybody would support him and give him a lot of money to make him rich. Like it's brought down, the Kohen Gadol is supposed to be a rich person. Gadlu Mishalachiv. As you appoint someone to be a head, he's supposed to be rich. So if we wanted the Rabbi Avua, the Menachem, to be the Rosh Shiva, could they be able to pay back all the schaivis, he'll get money. All right, turn over. Is this also shows the anivus of Rabbi Avua? Even Rabbi Avua said that he saw that Rabbi Abba was a big aniv, but Akopon Rabbi Avua himself was also a tremendous aniv, a tremendous humble person. Because here they wanted to appoint Rabbi Avua to be the Rosh Hashiva. But when he saw that Rabbi Abba, the Menachem, needed it more than him, he gave it over and let him become the Rosh. Rabbi Avua and Rabbi Chiya bar Abba ikloi yelhu asro. Rabbi Avua and Rabbi Chiya bar Abba both went to this place. Rabbi Avua dorosh begarata. They went into a new city, a new town. So Rabbi Avua started to say agarata. He said a drosha. Hagarata, he said. Stories he told over. Maislach. Rabbi Chiya bar Abba dorosh b'shmaita. He said a drosha. No, in learning. He said over shresh. A hard shir, he said over. Halachas, he said over. Is Shavkua kula yamal Rabbi Chiya bar Abba. Everybody left the hard, the drosha, the hard shir from Rabbi Chiya bar Abba. V'yoz legav the Rabbi Avua. And everybody went to hear the Agada, hear the drosha better from Rabbi Avua. He's the hard halacha they left over, and they went to hear the Hagada. So Cholish Daita, he felt very bad. Rabbi Chiya bar Abba felt very bad. Everybody left me alone, and they went to hear the drosha. Omalais, he answered back to him, don't feel bad. I'll give you an example to what's going on here. Lishnei b'nei yodim, two people. Echad meicher avonim tovus. One is selling very good stones. The Yechad Moicha Minei Sitkiyos. And some are selling type of Sitkiyos. What's Rashi say? Rashi Kli Melochos Noshim V'yaniyim Goyin Pilichas Chitim. It's not a stand needles. He was selling needles. Things you sew with. Is Ami Kaisin, who do people all jump to buy from? Lo Yami Shemoicha Minei Sitkiyos. The person that's selling needles. That people can afford. You get a big bargain. They go there. But to spend the thousands on the precious stones, they can't afford it. So the same thing here also. You're saying over Shver Halach is a good Shia, it's very hard to understand. Nobody goes over there. I'm saying over Agadata, simple stories, that's easy. People can't listen to this. Kol Yoyim Meheve Malva Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba Rabbi Avua. He used to walk him home. Ada Shpiza Mishum Yikora Devei Kaiser. He wanted to give him respect like Shemikara de Bekeser. To his inn, where he's living. Ada Shpiza, until his inn. Shemikara de Bekeser. It's because he was close to the government, therefore he wanted to give him respect. But the Gemara says, but Ahu Yayma, this day when he felt so bad, Alaver Rabbi Yavua, Rabbi Chiya bar Abba Ada Shpiza, here the opposite. Rabbi Yavua was Malava, walked. Rabbi Chiya bar Abba to his home, to his inn. The filuach, even so, lo yisusav daite minei. He wasn't feeling well yet. He still had a hard feeling about what happened. Now the Gemara says, "Bizman shashliach tzibur oimim moedim." When the shliach tzibur says moedim, ha'am amahin oimim. What should the people say?
Hashem lakeinu ashanu moedim l'cho. That's moedim the rabbanin. We say this moedim the rabbanin when the shliach tzibur is saying over moedim. Hushmul amar helakai kol boser al shanu moedim l'cho. That's what he's supposed to say. Rabbi Simo Yoima Yitzchreinu Yitzav Reishis Al Shonu Moedim Lecho Nahado Yamri Mishmed Rabbi Simoi Brochus Vaidoros Nashim Lecho Agodol Al Shech Yisonu Ki Yamtonu Al Shonu Moedim Lecho. And we say all this together like Rabbi Achor Bar Yaakov Nesayim Bohochi Kein Techayenu Zchoneinu Zchabtseinu Vesesav Gluyusenu Lechatzvaz Kodshech Lishmech Ukecho Lassas Vetzoyn Chablei Vesholim Al Shonu Moedim Lecho. This is what he's supposed to say. This is all called Moedim the Rabbanim. Amar Rav Papa, Hilkach, therefore, Nemrinu Lekulu, we say a little bit of all of it, like we do, like our Moedim the Rabbanim. Amar Rav Yitzchak, Liyolam Tehei Eimas Tzibur Alecha. He's supposed to have fear of the Tzibur.
Which really means he's supposed to have covered, just have respect for the Tzibur. And I'll bring you proof for this. Sherei Kahanim Pneim Kalpiyom V'yachareim Kalpishchina. The Kanim, like they're facing the Am, they're giving respect to the Am, even though their back is towards the Shechina.
Facing Hashem, Rakoponim, he's facing the Tzibur. Rav Nachman of Amihocha, Vayokum Amelech Dovid Aragla, Vayoyim Shemuni Achai V'imi. Emachav, he said to his brother, Lome Imi, Warmaneshe V'imi, Lome Achai. Omer Rav Loz, Omelem Dovid Yisrael. Yamatem shaimim li achayat. If you stop going to listen to me, you like my brother. V'yim lav, and if not, amiyatem. V'yani roi deschem b'makel. I'll act like a king-like, and I'll rule over you.
And the Mashur says that the Dik is, because the pasuk starts off, V'yokam ha-melech dovid ha-raglev, mashmi stood up for the cover of the tzibur. And the Rabbonin, I'm Rabbi Yochanan, the Rabbonin says to Raya from over here, the Elochur is the Einar Kanan Mashur Nalas Basan Aleyim Leduchin. Hakoyin cannot go up to Duchin when he's wearing his shoes. V'zehu ech achas mitesha takona she'eskim Rabbi Yochanan Medzakei. This is one of the nine takonas that Yochanan Medzakei made. And the Mora says, my time, what's the reason for this? Lav Mishum, isn't it because covered tzibra, to give respect for the tzibra, it's not nice to go up wearing your shoes. So the Mora says, no. Amar Ravashi loy, hosam over there, Hashem manifsuk aloy ritsua besandoloy. We're afraid maybe his shoelace will break. For Yehoder ozul mitra, will have to go outside to tie it over again. For Yarmer, people will say, ben Grusha ben Chalutzahi. Since he's going out now, most probably he's a Apostle Kun, he's a ben Grusha ben Chalutzah.
Going outside, he wants you to start off rather without your shoes. Don't wear no shoes when you're duchin. Rakoponim could be there's no proof in there, it's as covered at Tzibur, but rather it's time out in you not to have your shoes, to have to walk outside. Right, so the Mikdash brochachas. The Mishnah says then in the base of Mikdash though, there the Kanam only said one brocha. What does that mean? That means that they did not stop in between to answer Amen. They said the three psukim one after another. The Mishnah says,